Now, if you tune in next week and there's nobody standing here and you just hear a voice, it's probably Pastor Rod. I don't know if he's ever going to grace us from the back and come up front. Just as a warning. Just as a warning. Actually, welcome to week 10 of our study of the book of Hebrews. And we'll finish it up in a couple weeks when I come back. You know, when I was a kid, there were things parents said that I don't think parents say today. Here are just 10 quick ones that I remember saying. This was one of my mom's favorites. You are cruising for a bruising. I think 421 Kids gets called after that one today. Close the door. Were you raised in a barn? But I never understood that one, because anybody who ever had a barn and animals, you had to close the door, the animals got out. So it never made sense to me. How about money doesn't grow on trees? And this great standby, because I said so. And you really needed to listen to the tone in that one, right? Or that famous one, well, if your friends jumped off of a bridge, right? You know that one. Or how about stop crying before I give you something to cry about? Your face is going to freeze that way? My stepmom believed that to the nth degree, that that might happen. My mom used to always say, hold your horses! And you never wanted to hear, I'll wash your mouth out with soap. Because that's not pleasant. And I think many of us have at least heard this parental phrase, as long as you live under my roof, you will follow my rules. Because living under my parents' roof came with certain expectations. I was expected to follow certain rules in the house, to participate in certain activities, show a certain amount of respect. But in return, I had a room, I had food and clothes, I had the ability to participate in football and band and other stuff that I did in school. I was able to use the car. But more importantly, I knew that I belonged to my parents. I was their son, and I was loved. And when I left for the army, it came with a whole different certain expectations, starting at 5 o'clock in the morning. But in return, I was given certain things back. As an employee, your job comes with certain expectations, and in return, you get what? A paycheck. You get benefits and hopefully a little bit more. And when we think of our relationship with God, our relationship comes with certain expectations. We are God's children. But in return, as God's children, we are loved unconditionally. Our focus for our passage in Hebrews 12 starts in verse 7. It says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Now, there are two ways to look at discipline. The first way to look at discipline is our punishment for doing wrong. There have been times in life when it seems like a whole lot of bad things are happening to me, And I wonder, why, God, is this happening to me? Are you mad at me, God? Now, bad things happen for a lot of reasons. One, we live in a broken world full of broken things. And sometimes things just happen. But let me make this clear. God does punish. The Old Testament is full of examples, and none more prominent than this one. We all remember the little shepherd boy David who defeated Goliath. David who rescued his sheep from the mouth of lambs and bears and stuff. David who was said to be a man after God's own heart. He was chosen by the prophet Samuel to be Israel's second king. And King David had success after success after success. And then David got lazy in his role as God's appointed king. He fell in love with another man's wife. King David committed adultery, then murdered, and then married his pregnant mistress. And as a result, God punishes David. In 2 Samuel 11, it says, "This is what the Lord says. Out of your own household, I am going to bring calamity on you. Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to the one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel." Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die." Tragic story. The first son of David and Bathsheba certainly does die. So yes, it is true, we can be punished by God. But we cannot say that everything bad that happens is our fault or is a punishment from God. Sometimes bad things happen at no fault of our own. But let's face it, how often do our poor choices lead to our own trouble? Yet in this passage of Hebrews, when we are talking about discipline, we are not just talking about punishment. The key to understanding this passage starts with the initial verses. Going back to verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." The key word is discipline. As a runner, you must have serious discipline. Believe it or not, in my past, I trained for and completed 3 marathons. Training for a marathon requires discipline. My running schedule was very regimented. Drinking water and drinking water and drinking water was a discipline. I had to train 6 days a week. I had to learn how to eat while I was running. I had to have the right shoes. I had to wear the right clothes. I had to be very disciplined. And the analogy used in Hebrews 12 starts with the runner's discipline and switches to the discipline of being God's children. Which may seem odd, but the discipline is the same. For most parents, we train and discipline our kids. We teach them how to act, how to eat, and sometimes a part of our training, we also teach our kids to do without. We make them stick out things they don't like, don't we? Well, you signed up for the sport, you're going to finish this season. You signed up for this program, you're going to stick it out. You agreed to do this, you're going to do it. Sometimes we have to help them endure hard times. Sometimes we must say no for their benefit. No to candy, no to the movie, no to those friends. Our job is to teach. Our job is to correct. Our job is to train them in life disciplines, to help them learn in school, and prepare them for life as adults. But not just adults, Christian adults. That means we need to train them in a life of Christian discipline, a life with prayer, a life with Bible study, and a life of regular worship. That's why I believe kids should be here and not down the hall in Sunday school. When we worship, they need to learn to worship with us. It should be part of their life, part of their discipline. And you see, when we do this as parents, a child over time learns that they are loved because we invested in them. They know they belong to the family. My dad used to tell me things like, meekers are strong, meekers are honest, they have courage, they have integrity. And I had pride knowing that when I did things right, I made my father proud. In high school, I endured hardships and ridicule because I wasn't part of the group that did drinking and partying. I was made fun of and called things like a nerd because I did my homework and respected my teachers. The seniors of my high school had a tradition of voting and giving out their own awards at the end of the senior year. They would come out with who was the best looking, who had the best legs, who was the most popular. Do you know what award I got from my peers? I was elected the biggest brown noser of my class. Now some of you are going, nailed it. But I was given this award all for doing what my parents taught me to do. And this is what's going on here in the book of Hebrews. When we go back to verse 7, it says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Verse 11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Remember that time growing up, something seemed really hard, and you look back at it, and when you have teenagers, you go, thought that was hard. It was. It's not hard now, is it? Because you learned.